Tim went down to Tree Sawmill 3 days later with one of the Destry boys, Straw Willem, so called for his nearly colorless hair. Both were hired on to stack, but they would not be needed for yet a while, and only part-time, at least to begin with. Tim had brought his father's mules, which needed the exercise, and the boys rode back side by side.
"Thought you said your new step-papa didn't drink," Willem said as they passed Giddy's,
which at midday was shuttered tight, its barrel-house piano silent. "He doesn't," Tim said, but he remembered the wedding reception.
"Do you say so? I guess the fella my big brother seed rolling out of yonder red eye last night must have been some other orphing boy's steppa, because Randy said he was as sloshed as a shindy bug and heaving up over the hitching rail."
Having said this, Willem snapped his suspenders, as he always did when he felt he'd gotten off a good one. "Should have let you walk back to town, you stupid git," Tim thought. That night, his mother woke him again. Tim sat bolt upright in bed and swung his feet out onto the floor, then froze. Kells's voice was soft, but the wall between the two rooms was thin.
"Shut it, woman. If you wake the boy and get him in here, I'll give you double."
Her crying ceased.
"It was a slip, is all. A mistake. I went in with Mellon just to have a ginger beer and hear about his new steak, and someone put a glass of Jacaro in front of me. It was down my throat before I knew what I was drinking, and then I was off. 'Twon't happen again. You have my word on it."
Tim lay back down again, hoping that was true. He looked up at a ceiling he could not see and listened to an owl and waited for either sleep or the first light of morning. It seemed to him that if the wrong man stepped into the marriage loop with a woman, it was a noose instead of a ring. He prayed that wasn't the case here. He already knew he couldn't like his mother's new husband, let alone love him, but perhaps his mother could do both. Women were different. They had larger hearts. Tim was still thinking these long thoughts as dawn tinted the sky and he finally fell asleep. That day there were bruises on both of his mother's arms. The bedpost in the room she now shared with Big Kells had grown very lively, it seemed.